Hello there. I am the Projectionist, and welcome to my sinister Tales of Terror. Greetings, dear listeners. I thank you for joining me down here in the vault yet again for more tales from my tomb of terror. It sounds like you got here in the nick of time before the heavens opened up, eh? Now then, let me just get those lights and secure the vault door. Telling a story is no time to find oneself interrupted. Blasted thing won't catch. Very well, then. You possess a backup light, just in case. Just bright enough so that we can see each other. Somewhat intimate, wouldn't you say? What story this week can help that hot blood in your veins to become chilled? I believe we have a winner. I call this tale Baby Talk. Jeb Andrew shut off the radio of his Chevrolet Impala. The weather was too good, bright and sunny, to just listen to the radio. The man had to admit he was also just a little too excited to pay attention to whatever the DJ was saying, and whatever band was hot for this week. Besides, the days of he and his wife, Amanda, dropping their disposable income on records or even 8-tracks were over. Well, for the time being. Now that he and Amanda had a son to raise and nurture properly, that so-called disposable income was eaten up rather quickly by the likes of clothing and food for their growing child. They were blessed with Stevie just 12 months ago, and their new addition seemed to be eating like a horse. Jeb couldn't help but chuckle at how happy he felt. Why, 12 months ago, he never would have imagined it would have been remotely possible. Hadn't they tried for so many years to have a baby? They had just about given hope, but then it happened. Even with the complications that herald little Stevie's arrival. Such a scary night, as Amanda almost didn't survive it. But everything had turned out okay, Jeb thought to himself, and found he was actually tapping a jaunty rhythm against the Impala's steering wheel as he made his way home. The smile spread across his face as he recalled his wife's phone call earlier that day. Breathlessly, she had said with a laugh, "Jeb, I think Stevie is trying to say his first words." Jeb, who had turned 32 just the previous fall, had pumped his fist in the air at his desk. His co-workers at the agency shot curious glances in his direction. It wasn't that Jeb was standoffish. He had been known to share a drink with the guys after work, especially after landing an important sale. But in all honesty, neither Amanda or himself ever truly felt the need for friends, and they had no family to speak of. Perhaps that is what drew them to each other in the first place, back when they were 10 attending college. For the last month or so, the couple had been not just expecting Stevie's first real words, but even making a small wager on whether the first words would be Papa or Mama. If Stevie was really to address them, and it was Mama that came from his lips, well then, Amanda would enjoy being taken to that upcoming Sly and the Family Stone concert. Actually, she was going to be enjoying that anyway, as Jeb had set aside a little money for those tickets. But his wife would still be able to gloat that Stevie had turned out to be a mama's boy. Jeb, though, felt he would win the wager, which would get him a new but inexpensive pair of speakers for his sensor receiver and record player. The old ones had served them well through college, and even after they had gotten hitched 10 years previously. But now, sometimes they would work, and other times they would not. Or he would find only one speaker was functioning. Besides, Stevie seemed to dig his time with his father while they sat and listened to music. Sometimes when the little went through a fit, it was Jeb who found music did indeed soothe the savage beast. A little Zeppelin, some Eagles, even the Bee Gees could stop Stevie from fussing during one of his tantrums. On his way home, Jeb had stopped by the Yarmouth liquor store and picked up some cheap red wine in the hopes that he and Amanda might share it over dinner. A little celebration that Stevie had taken that all-important step in his natural development. Pulling into the driveway of the little house he and his wife had managed to pay off, and if truth be told, Jeb thought to himself they would probably have to move out soon. Something fitting for the family. Away from the hustle and bustle of the city. Someplace secluded where Stevie could enjoy the outdoors. Amanda was there to greet him at the door. He could tell his wife was just as excited as he was from her body language. With a quick embrace and a peck on the cheek, the two entered the home. "You do know you're going to lose, right?" Amanda laughed as they walked down the hallway towards the living room. "Keep telling yourself that, sweetie," Jeb replied as he loosened his tie and hung up his blazer by the door. Entering the kitchen, he retrieved 2 wine glasses. "What's taking you so long?" his wife asked. "Just trying to find where we placed that wine opener," he called back. "It's in the junk drawer, like always," she replied. Jeb frowned. He was in fact rummaging through said drawer. "Oh, found it," he laughed. "If it would have been a snake, it would have bit him." His smile returned to his face as he entered the living room and set the glasses and bottle of wine on the end table next to Amanda. They looked at each other for a long second before Jeb entered the side room, Stevie's room, returning with their son in his chair. It was basically like a high chair, but had wheels that could be locked, so it wouldn't roll if Stevie started throwing a tantrum. While it was true that Amanda had slightly driven him around the bin with all of her research into the pitfalls of parenting, what brand of this was better than that? He certainly appreciated all of her effort now. Jeb tussled Stevie's hair. His son looked slightly out of it. Of course, he had just been woken up. Amanda clapped her hands in excitement as Jeb smiled warmly and firmly pulled the cloth gag from Stevie's mouth. The man and woman looked at their son expectantly for long seconds. "Look, I don't know what you people want from me. Just let me go, okay? I won't tell the cops or anything. Just please let me go, Stevie shouted. Jeb frowned as Stevie began to squirm in his chair, but it felt like someone was squeezing his heart as he looked over at Amanda. The pained expression on her face mirroring his own disappointment. You people are crazy! Help! Help someone, please! Stevie shouted at the top of his lungs. Jeb felt his anger flare up, and before he knew it, he snatched up the wine bottle from the inn table and struck Stevie across the right temple. The blow tipped Stevie's chair over, and his son fell to the floor unconscious with a thud. No, he corrected himself. This young man on the living room floor was just a stranger. He wasn't their Stevie. He wasn't their son. Still, Jeb felt bad about losing his temper like that. And with a heavy sigh and a grunt, he managed to right the chair and its occupant. He turned to see Amanda in tears and rushed over to embrace her tightly, whispering softly to her that all would be well. Jeb glanced over and saw a small bit of blood had made its way from the young man's temple down past the stubble on his chin, staining the university sweater he was wearing. It's okay. Hush. Hush now, baby. The next one will be the one. Our Stevie, our son. While I wish that I could tell you that Jeb and Amanda finally found their son, it's yet to work for those two. But rest assured, they will keep trying. Now then, before you leave, I want to thank Jeannie Conway of Whirling, Oklahoma for sending us Baby Talk. So remember, if you too have a tale of fear and frights and would like for me to share it on the air, you may contact me on the Facebooks. Projectionist Haunted Drive-In. I will admit that I rarely check in on a day-to-day basis, but I will get your electronic missives. I am being told that Victor and the Retroist are working on making sure that my radio show will be made available to you on iTunes in the near future. So listeners, I hope to see you here next week at the same time for more of my sinister tales of terror. This has been a Retroist production. Sleep well, and goodbye.